From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us today. This is Alan Cairns with you once again. As we continue to look at John chapter 1, we're thinking upon the glory of the only begotten Son of God. Thus far in the week, we have considered His eternal glory. Today we come to think upon His glory in creation. It is a beautiful and wonderful description that the Holy Spirit has left on record for us in John chapter 1. And I trust today that the Lord will make Christ precious to you. He is precious to every believer. May we gain new views of Him and His glory as we spend this time together around the Word of God. First, however, we turn for our daily devotional Bible study to Psalm 118, verse 17, on the subject, Courage to Live. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The story is told of a young soldier who was at home on leave. And before being sent to the battlefield, he spent some time visiting with his grandfather, who was crippled with a painful disease. They were both Christians, and so they spent much time in conversation about spiritual things. As the young man was about to leave and set on his way to fight the battle of his country, he asked his grandfather to pray for him, that he might have courage to die if he were required to do so. The old man looked up with eyes that revealed his own terrible pain, and he said, I will, my boy, but please pray for me that I will have courage to live. No one would deny that it takes strength and courage to die, but often it takes just as much courage, maybe more, to live and to face the difficult circumstances and problems that confront us day by day. Some of the greatest of God's saints in the Bible wanted to die rather than live because they were so crushed by the situations that they were facing. Think of Moses, Numbers 11, verses 14 and 15. He was so overwhelmed by the burdens and problems of the nation of Israel that he prayed that the Lord would kill him. Think of 1 Kings 19 and verse 4. Elijah, overwhelmed with the awful journey that he was traveling and the burden that he was bearing, and he prayed that God would take his life. We learn from the experience of these men of God that the problems and pressures of life are real. And often it takes more grace and spirituality to face these situations in the strength of the Lord than it does to face death. The Lord doesn't promise us an easy road to heaven. And perhaps you're proving that today, that the road is the road of rough affliction. God has a promise for you. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And our thought for the day comes from the Puritan commentator Matthew Henry. Sanctified afflictions are spiritual promotions. for the last couple of weeks here in Let the Bible Speak, I have been reminding you that we have on offer our calendar for 2007. In conjunction with one or two other Christian ministries, we have produced what we call the Words of Life calendar, featuring beautiful scenes from Northern Ireland, and that's the place, of course, from which Let the Bible Speak originally launched its worldwide radio ministry. Since 1973, we have been seeking to reach the millions of the world with the gospel of Christ by means of radio. And since our ministry started in Ireland, we thought that you would like to see some scenes from there. Everywhere I go, people speak about the beauties of the Emerald Isle. Well, here are some of them that you may behold. The Words of Life calendar will give you scripture for day by day. The calendar will also be good to put in the hands of those who are unsaved and let them see the way of life straight from the Word of God. And of course, you will find there the reminder of this ministry so that you will be able to remember us in prayer day by day throughout the year 2007. I hope that you've already asked for your free copy of the calendar for 2007. If you haven't, we invite you to write or call, and we'll be delighted to send it to you free of charge. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Or you may email us at LTBS@freepres.org. Or if you wish, you may call us toll free at 1-866-877-5827. 1-866-877-LTBS. The calendar's yours for the asking. We look forward to hearing from you. Today we proceed a little further with our studies in John's Gospel chapter 1 on the subject of the glory of God's only begotten Son. John 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Verse 14 goes on to say, "And the Word was made, or became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Considering the glory of the Father's only begotten Son, we have thought of His glory in eternity. Now today we want to go a little further and consider His glory in creation. And in establishing that, John the Apostle makes it clear first that He is the source of all created being. We read in verse 3, "All things were made by or through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." All things were made, that is, came into being. All things came to be by or through Him. It reminds us of what we read in Colossians 1:16 and 17. "By or in Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." Now, I want you to understand this. The Bible never says all things were created by the Son. Rather, they were created by, that is, the Greek term would be apo. They were created by the Father through the Son. And here the testimony of the Bible is unanimous and consistent, as you would expect. In John chapter 5, for example, we learn that the Son does nothing of Himself. That is, the Son of God is a Trinitarian person, and the action of God in creation is a Trinitarian action. It is not something done by a Trinitarian person, excluding the others. It is not something that the Son does and the Father is merely a spectator. No, that's to misunderstand and misapprehend the whole doctrine of the Trinity and of God's role in creation. The Son, remember, is the revealer of the Father. He is the one whose work it is always to do and execute the Father's will. Notice this, that the Father has no will to execute apart from Christ, apart from the Word, the Son of God. So the Son here is the source of all created being. Now that makes it clear that He is Himself not a mere creature. He is the source of created being. He is therefore not a created being. He is an eternal and essential being. He is truly, eternally, and essentially God. We find that He's not only the source of all created being, but, verse 4 of John chapter 1, He is the source of true life. In Him was life. In Him was life. Now this is often taken to mean simply that all created life comes from Him. And that's true enough. But it hardly measures up to the necessities of this text. It's hardly what John means. The Greek word translated life is used some 54 times in John's Gospel. And it never speaks of mere physical life. Rather, John uses it to speak of spiritual life. So when the Bible here in John 1 verse 4 says, in him was life, the idea is that in creation, he gave to man the true spiritual life which he had as the image of God. There has never been any other source of spiritual life for men. And it's because of John 1 verse 4 and the truth that it embodies that Adam was made in the image of God. Jesus Christ, the eternal Son, the only source of spiritual life. Now, man has fallen in Adam. He's fallen into sin and spiritual death. One thing he desperately and urgently needs is spiritual life. That's why Jesus said to Nicodemus, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. There needs to be a new birth, a new communication of spiritual life. There needs to be a receiving of what Jesus Christ alone can give. He is the source of true life. Now let me tell you, when the Bible says in him was life, it's saying to you, in him alone is the life of salvation. If you would have life, you must have Christ. What did Jesus say in John chapter 14? I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the life. What did he say at the grave of Lazarus? I am the resurrection and the life. What a wonderful statement. For sinners dead in sin, I'm the resurrection. I can raise you from the death of your sin, and I can give you life. The Lord Jesus, in his prayer to the Father in John 17, said, this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. To know Jesus Christ as personal Savior is to know him as the source of your life. To have him as Savior is to have eternal life. To have him as Savior is to have passed from death unto life. I'm asking you today, therefore, is this your experience? Now, don't do what I talked about at the very first of this week. I talked about people getting a present and they spent more time looking at the wrapping and the bow and the ribbon than they do at the gift itself. Don't make that mistake when we come here to the Lord Jesus Christ. God has given us many ways of learning about Christ. One of them is through Christians, or through the church, through the preacher, through a radio ministry such as this, a radio station such as this. But don't mistake the one for the other. There are people who join the church and they think therefore they know Christ. No, sir. He has given us the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper. There are people who think that by being baptized, that's how to be saved. Or taking the Lord's Supper, that's how to have eternal life. My friend, I want to tell you, to have Christ is to have life. What does John 3 tell us? He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. I want you to understand this. If you have the Son, you have life. If you don't have the Son, you don't have life. What is it to have the Son? It is to believe on him. And if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior, then the testimony is clear, you have everlasting life. But if you believe not the Son, you do not have life, but the wrath of God abideth upon you. You see, he is the source of true life. But there's more than that. He's the source of true light. Verse 4 again, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. He's the source of true light. That's one of the vastest statements in the Bible. I want you to think of it. Let this sink down into the heart. He is the only source of light. Now this spans all of time. The only light that God has ever had to shine upon the world is the light that he shines through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He shone in Adam to make him morally perfect. The life he gave was the light that enabled Adam to perceive spiritual things. So the light of the sun was the light that enlightened Adam at his creation. You go to the Old Testament, you find that he has continued to shine the light of grace throughout the Old Testament period. Christ's light, the sun's light, is the light that shone in the Old Testament prophets. The spirit that was in them, according to 1 Peter chapter 1, was the spirit of Christ. Understand the fullness of that meaning, therefore. The light that shone in the Old Testament, and admittedly, by the providence of God, it did not shine as fully or as brightly as it did when Christ actually became incarnate and lived and died and rose again. But nonetheless, it was shining. That light shone in the Old Testament because never at any time could any man know God apart from Jesus Christ. That's true throughout the Old Testament. Apart from the eternal Word, apart from the eternal Son, no man could ever know God. And that's not only something that was true in the Old Testament, it's still true today. The psalmist said in Psalm 36 verse 9, "With thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light." In thy light shall we see light. In other words, men and women, Jesus Christ is the source of life, and spiritual light for you. If you know Christ, you're in the light. If you don't know Christ, you're still in the darkness. And the call of God is out of darkness into light, into the glorious light and liberty of the sons of God. Here is the glory of Christ then in creation. He is the source of all created being. He is the one through whom they were all created. He is the source of true spiritual life. In him was life. He is the source of true spiritual light. I trust that today you know him. I trust that today you love him. I trust that today you have believed on him to the saving of your souls. If not, I implore you to come to know him whose glory shines from all eternity, shines in creation, and as we'll see tomorrow, God willing, shines also and supremely in redemption. Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying, thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.